Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Guess what, Jay? It's already Thursday. They say in some sections of, I guess, New York City, probably they talk about Thursday. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Maybe that's New Jersey. August the 24th is upon us, and we're here to discuss this, that, and the other thing. Because some of us spent time watching a debate last night. Some of us did not. Some of us think it's important. Some of us don't. And so I'm going to represent some of us. And, yes, and you can represent some of us as well. You said that you watched some of it last night, but because there's so much weather information, you're getting that heat dome is sort of headed in your direction. Or actually, no, I think you are getting... You're getting the little back end of the hurricane that did sort of a circuitous route across the northern part of the country. It was grabbed by the jet stream, that doggone jet stream, and it's pulled it to your direction. The good thing about where you are is that there's a lake there called Erie. And I don't know how it got its name, because it isn't really very eerie. It used to be dirty, and that, I guess, was kind of eerie, but... Now it's just another lake in the Great Lakes system, and lots of rain coming from... You'd think after a while it would run out of water, right? How much water can there be that it gets sucked up? You know, there. One of the fascinating things about water is that there is no new water. Water, the water that we have, and that's when you touch a drop of rain,
mm-hmm.
Think about you're touching something that's billions of years old.
Oh, there are theories that the water on planet Earth is actually older than the sun itself.
Uh-huh.
Because the water droplets and the makeup came from meteor that was floating through floating through the universe for quite a long time.
There you go.
So interesting to think of it like that.
Yeah, it is. Well, the world is a very interesting place, even though some people think that all the world revolves around Donald Trump and the Republicans and politics and what Joe Biden says or doesn't say. What was it he came across yesterday with something? The guy who was murdered by Putin yesterday in a plane crash. He said, I thought that would happen. Okay, good. Well, listen, that didn't do much one way or the other. Why would you expect, just as an aside, that Putin would do anything but what he did? He gets even with his enemies, and then he poisons them, shoots them, went to a lot of elaborate trouble to kill this guy in a plane crash. And, you know, that's their M.O. The KGB guys, he is a KGB guy. And the KGB guys know how to dispatch their enemies. So there's no surprise there. And by the way, there were no surprises last night in the Republican debate, right? Did you get anything out of that that made you think, wow, that guy's really fabulous, I'm voting for him?
No, it really cut out with a lot of weather information, and at a certain point, I went to bed.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, never mind.
See you later. Okay, so the weather, interestingly enough, is interesting. But the end of the storm, the end of what has been the hurricane or the would-be hurricane, comes to us late tonight and tomorrow morning. We'll have, it looks like, about 12 to 14 hours of rain, some of it pretty heavy, like you've had there. How much? 2 inches? Normally that seems to be 2.5 inches. Or what people are reporting they've got.
Yeah, it was a few inches, but it was still enough that some of the roadways were pretty flooded. And it was a gnarly storm. Lots of lightning, a couple down trees in areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's that heat dome in 22 states. The searing heat, the fact that the hurricane lives on and the heat lives on, but they're not necessarily together. More of the central part of the country and the southern U.S. having this dome of high pressure and the heat that goes with it. It's dangerous for some people, potentially record-breaking. It depends on how you look at the weather. Is it warmer this week than it was last week? Yeah, I broke the record from last week. Is it warmer than it was last month? Yep, I broke the record from last month. Is it warmer than it was last year at this time? Yep, it broke the record for the last 24. These records are silly. But in terms of what you should do under the circumstances to deal with the heat, because it is serious, don't go outside. That would seem to be kind of common sense, right? Because if you have, pulmonary problems, there are health risks. And so if you don't have a way to keep cool, you don't have a way to get enough hydration, then you could have a problem.
People forget how easily dehydrated they are when it's so hot.
Well, your dogs, too. Animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to take care of the animals.
And keep in mind, too, the pavement. You may have to be carrying your fur baby from the house to grass, because if that pavement is too hot for your bare feet, it's too hot for their paws.
Yep, exactly. So let's see here. Chicago, the triple-digit numbers, first time in 11 years. The humidity levels are pretty brutal. The maximum heat, they have the heat and the dew point, right? They put those together, and together, at least in the upper Midwest, Chicago, those areas, 120 degrees.
Well, don't forget about the temperature and then the feels like, because the temperature is actually taken in the shade. So it gets the true temperature, and then the feels like is what it actually feels like, because then that's in the sunny part.
Yep. So they started school and then they stopped school because it's too hot. If they did have school, recess inside, sports events canceled or postponed at least, number of, like, even up in South Dakota. And anyway, so this is a bubble of high pressure, as I say, along with that heat and that humidity, just really is tough stuff. And it's been tough on the farmers because there's a drought still, like areas in Iowa, all the way from Iowa stretching back to Idaho, have been. And it was further enough north so that it missed the weather that you're having in Cleveland, went north. It's been up in Canada, and it's coming back down across the lakes. So it's missed the ability to cool off those places. And you go down to Texas, the heat there. And by the way, it isn't just now. If you go back over much of the summer, this heat has been a problem. It isn't just this week. It's been for days, weeks, actually, triple-digit temperatures. The roads are buckling. The water system. See, this is another testament to bad management and bad government. There are ways, easy ways, and this goes from Texas, pretty much goes for every part of the world. Collect the rainwater. It's not that difficult to do. These politicians in California, we don't want to do that. It might affect the environment. What nonsense. You're going to affect anything except whether you're thirsty or not. You've heard me talking about this development that I'm involved in here, the AgriHood, and we're putting in four, I think there are 8,000 or 10,000 gallon tanks underground to collect the rainwater so that we can use it for irrigation or whatever other needs we may have, and you may have, or people that will be here may have. The heat all the way from New Orleans up to Minneapolis. And the people who are dying are people, there have been 25, 30 people who have died here because just they're out in the heat and it's like shoveling snow in the wintertime. You want to go to a cool place? Think about the snow. First snowstorm, it'll be nice and cool. I wish it was wintertime. That's what people say in the summer. And then in the wintertime, I wish it was summer. So in the summer you want the winter you want the summer. Uh-huh. So let's see. What, right? Isn't
whatever
that what happens?
The extreme is, you want the opposite.
Right. And so it's dangerous to go out and shovel snow if you haven't done it for a while. It's the same thing. It's dangerous to go outside if you haven't been out in the heat. And let's see here. What do we have for... it was. Remember how hot it was early in the season in Florida, and it was really hot out in New Mexico and Arizona, and now that's changed somewhat. They've had a lot of rain out there. So it's been a different year. Global warming! Yay! No! Boo! It is?
Kind of
what it is. Kind of, yep. All right, here's a quick story about China, because there's a review. A number of countries around the world, leaders of the countries, have been surveyed, and the views of China are broadly negative. So, you know, I'd pick up on this, because this is about the Chinese government, not about the Chinese people, their foreign policy, what they've done. This is something that two-thirds of adults who were questioned in 28 different countries, they were asked about China. What do you think about their actions? What do you think about their leadership? What do you think about their initiatives with the Russians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And actually, 71% think China does not contribute to peace and stability. Duh. Well, in comparison, listen to this. The Global Peace and Stability Initiative, in terms of the Russians, 97% think the Russians are the world's biggest problem. And then China and Iran are next. So there's nothing new there, right? It's pretty much the same as what you would think. And America doesn't really come in. Let's see, it's 8% think that we have an unfavorable view of America. And let's see here. I'm looking at... They went to countries like Kenya and Mexico and Nigeria to get raised. The only country that had good things to say about China was Nigeria. They just think there's a lot of stuff going on that the Chinese are trying to buy their way into influence in Africa. So there's that story. 18 after on Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the Internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today, expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super-duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's now 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for your entertaining and listening and dancing and pleasure. Or wherever else we can put you into a good place. I'm Doug. She's Jay. We're here with a focus on social media and things that are entertaining, gossipy things. There's a new documentary about Ukraine, and it comes from Sean Penn, Jay. It has a new trailer that's been just a glimpse, you know, that's what trailers do, into the movie. This is sort of a documentary which tells the story of what led up to the war in Ukraine. It's entitled Superpower. It's a focus on Ukraine's fight to maintain its freedom, so the title would suggest. It was presented at the Berlin International Film Festival, and we'll talk about what really is in there. What about Zelensky and how Sean Penn sees him? Let's talk about that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, Jay, we've heard a lot about Sean Penn's interest and the work. As a matter of fact, he was on the ground when the war started, I think, wasn't he?
Yes.
He
was worried about that documentary that was presented at the Berlin International Film Festival. The documentary actually started in 2021 as a very different film. It was more so highlighting this comedic actor who then becomes President Zelensky.
Yeah.
And so he was there when everything started to turn and Russia was trying to invade, and they kept the they kept the cameras rolling, and yep. they captured so much more. And the film, the documentary is entitled Superpower, and it is truly right in the middle of everything that's going on. Sean Penn was there, and when
he was in the bunker the first night of the invasion. I think that's
pretty. And when the invasion first started happening, that's when people became aware that this documentary was even being made, and a lot of people thought that Sean Penn went over there because of this specific thing. He took a little bit of heat, but he was already there. He was all this project was already in the works for a year previously. So
imagine.
It was very interesting. There's just what was supposed to be this lighthearted documentary turns into what it is. History-making.
Facing down the bloodiest invasion of any country in Europe since the Second World War, this is really I think there's probably some history here. He was not only talking to Zelensky, but a lot of people, families, children, all the people, and everybody in Ukraine have been affected by this, as well as a lot of people in Russia. You know, there have been, 30,000 Russian young men, a few women as well, been killed in this thing.
Well, and do you remember when this first happened, where the Russian military really didn't have many orders because they didn't think this was going to happen more than 72 hours. So they were running out of gas. They didn't know where to go. And citizens of Ukraine were helping them, were giving them their cell phones so they could call their family and giving them food. It was amazing.
All right, so anyway, I guess it premieres on Paramount Plus on the 18th of September, those of you who are looking forward to that. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, as we work our way through the half hour, through the hour, and through your life today at 28 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I'd like to share with you guys today three very important things that you can do to keep your pets healthy and happy. The first thing you need to do is relieve the stress your dog or cat may suffer. Now, I know what you're saying. What kind of stress does my dog or cat have? Well, it's been proven in studies that the same stress and anxieties that humans have goes from one end of the leash to the other. So if you are stressed, your dog or cat's going to feel it as well. Exercise. We all know how important exercise is to make us feel good and make us physically healthier. Well, exercising your dog and cat is just as important, and that exercise actually helps alleviate the stress. And what about affection and love? We all want to train our dogs and have dogs that'll sit and stay when we tell them, but what about teaching your dogs that affection and love are just as important? I spend a lot of time with my pets when they're doing nothing. They're just lying on the ground, hanging out, just telling them how good they are and how much I care about them. Don't always wait for your dog or cat to do something very amazing to get that pat on the head or that hug and kiss. Just walk over when they're laying down and tell them how much you love them. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In on the action, call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Hot times. Convenient times, 34 at the hour. On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. She's in Ohio. And there are a couple of things. I was thinking about a couple of stories about couples, about some couple news. In fact, a Tennessee news anchor got engaged to be married after introducing her own proposal.
It was cute. It was cute. Really cute. Yeah, she was.
Cornelia Nicholson is her name. She was on the set at the television station. Her boyfriend, a guy named Riley Nagel, came on and asked for her hand in marriage. The proposal was supposed to mirror sort of a news segment. Okay, in the news today, I'm getting married. Yes. All right, so what did you think? You're a romanticist, right? I guess I think I am too.
it was such a cute video. I mean, he works with a news station too. I believe she does morning, he does evening, or
something like that.
And she was just kind of recording some promo thingies to be aired at a later time.
That's what they do.
And she's going through, and the prompter comes up, and she starts reading it, and there are actually images of herself along with her boyfriend, now fiance, in the back. And then he comes out and he has a speech, and it was a really, really cute. They had actually met while working together at a different news station. And yeah, it was just one of those really cute, funny things where she starts talking about it, and she has no idea that it's her proposal until she does. And you can see where the wheels start turning, and all of a sudden that light bulb flips on, and it's like, wait, what?
I think we have the audio of it, as a matter of fact. Here are the two of them on the set.
Right now, we have the story of two young journalists who just so happen to find love in the same industry. Local 3's Riley Nagel joins us in the studio with a special report.
That is right, Cornelia. I do have a very special report. Cornelia Nicholson. Would you marry me?
I'm gonna cry. Yeah.
You okay? I got it on. Okay.
There you
kind
go.
Of shaking.
So, Jay, when I asked you, there was dead air when I said, "Are you a romanticist?" Excuse me, I didn't answer that question. Wait
I'm
a minute.
Sure that I am. I'm not sure that I am.
Really?
Define that word for me.
Someone who looks upon things that are sweet, whether it's the relationship two people have with each other. I think that's probably more what we think romance means. But romance can take shape in lots of sizes and colors and ways. There are some people. Isn't that romantic? Aren't the two people that work on the farm working together in the field, isn't that romantic to see the two of them out there on tractors? Yeah, I guess it's, and you know me.
Time, communication.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, here's another sort of romantic item. This is from California, with a couple getting a lot of feedback about one of their bedtime habits. This lady... said, we don't really hear this. This was posted. People think this is interesting. They're kind of cute. We don't have a regular side of the bed, says Angelina Murphy. Last night I was on one side, and then the night before I was on the other side. The reason that I thought we would talk about this is I wondered out loud, and maybe we can ask this question on our social media, all of the various handles at Good Day Networks. What side of the bed are you on when you go to bed?
Viral, though, I find more interesting than the post itself. The fact that they don't have set sides of the bed. The fact that so many people were like, what? That this happened to actually be such a polarizing conversation that either you have your side of the bed, you pick it, you stick with it.
Right.
You're at home or on vacation. Other people are like, it's cool. Just find a spot and sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is really one of those things that tells us there isn't much going on in the world if this gets as much attention.
This is the focus. Yeah. Or that there's so much heavy stuff that people are like, we need a break. Can we talk about what side of the bed you sleep on?
Yeah.
Can we talk about toilet paper next when you change the roll? Is it over or is it under?
This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs. You get protection on the road and on the H2O. See how much you can save. Do you think people know what H2O is? Hopefully they have that in science class.
I hope so at this point.
800-PROGRESSIVE, progressive.com. So the reason that I brought up that and the attention that it got is in many circles it got more attention than the GOP debate because there was nothing. DeSantis didn't break out. Nobody broke out. And so I just got a note from someone who said, well, aren't you going to talk about the debate? What is there to talk about? They all wasted their time talking about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So
he wasn't even there.
Waste of time.
And he was still
he did it with Tucker
dog.
Carlson on his.
Yeah. Everybody is basically just vying for second fiddle, second seat.
Yeah. And then after that, we started this yesterday, or maybe the day, but do we start this on Monday? The discussion of the new COVID variant and how ridiculous the attention is that's being given to this new COVID variant may infect more people than previous strains. What? What previous strains? What are you talking about? What, the last one that didn't affect three people? So this one's affected 10.
Some of them did affect a lot of people. We did, but they didn't infect everybody, which was, when it first came out, that was kind of the narrative that if you get this, you might die. Well, if you have certain health issues, yeah, maybe. It hits everybody differently, and some people it hits completely differently, even just the same person.
Yeah, very. Okay, let's go back to Ohio where you are. Instead of talking about the weather, here's a story about a school bus accident. 20 youngsters were hurt, and one child was killed.
Yeah.
Elementary school bus. This is down in German Township, which is, I went to school in Ohio, so I kind of know my way around. I'm trying to remember specifically where this is. I know it's south of Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't remember, not that that's important to the story, because it really isn't. The bus was traveling at the normal rate of speed when it was hit by a minivan. And then it went off the road, rolled over, and there were 53 youngsters on the bus.
Did they find out what caused that crash, what caused that minivan? Was it a distracted driver?
No, I don't see that there's anything. The driver was 68. Well, no, the driver of the bus was 68. The driver of the car was 35 years old. And he went to the hospital as well.
Yeah. And this has also led to the conversation of seatbelts on buses.
No.
You used to drive a bus, but they used to have seatbelts, but what was it? They weren't. They weren't helpful. They were just, they were using weapons.
They got used as
especially
weapons.
When it's just a lap belt. I think that's been shown that it doesn't really do much. You need the 2-point.
It's another one of those things that people got onto because they didn't know, A, what the issue was, and they didn't know, B, how there was no impact study done. So they just put them in the bus, and the kids wouldn't wear them, and instead they whacked the other kids on the bus over the head with the end of the, no, huh. Go ahead. Well, no, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration took a long, hard look at it because at first, and I forget which administration it was in, it may have gone back as far as the Reagan administration, they said no. And then I think it was when Bill Clinton was president, that they went ahead with this and it didn't work. But it took 4 or 5 years for them to figure that out. And so now I don't know what the requirement is. It should be up to states to figure out what they're doing. This is a perfect example of the federal government blanking things up. I suppose I could be a little more direct, effing things up. You know the whole discussion. You've heard me, Jay, talking about the right to repair law that has been put into effect in a number of states because voters are overwhelmingly against dealerships having the only ability. They're the only ones who can fix your car, your truck, your tractor, whatever it is. And it's proving to be an outrage. It's one of the most outrageous power grabs. It was started by John Deere, as a matter of fact, the tractor manufacturers, basically telling farmers that they can't fix their own tractors. You buy them, you have a problem, and there were some built-in problems that were almost purposeful. Well, you got to call the dealer, and I went, as a matter of fact, perfect example of this. I bought three or four pieces of excavating equipment for this development that I'm working on. They're all Caterpillar. There's a Caterpillar D5 bulldozer. There's a 320 excavator. There's a 930 loader. And there was a problem with the hydraulic lines, the hydraulic system overheating on the excavator. So I called the local. Well, this guy has the control. This is why it's a problem. One company controls all the distribution and all the repair rights for Caterpillar in the Northeast, which includes New Jersey, New York, and New England. So one company. And so I called because we wanted to have a service rep come and take care of the piece of equipment. They told me it would be 3 weeks before somebody came. And here's a piece of equipment that's costing, to own the thing, it's about $400 a day. So here's a piece of equipment sitting idle because something's wrong with it that only they can fix. And I went bananas, as you might imagine. It hasn't, we figured out, my guys figured out what was wrong. And so they're going to come back in 3 weeks and say, well, how did you fix that? And they're going to try to, kill the warranty on it because my guys fixed it instead of their guys fixing it. So as a result, I'm thinking about what happened. The law, which was overwhelmingly passed, I think 92% of people who voted in Massachusetts last year wanted to have the right to repair law put into force because the Fed said you couldn't, and the state said, you know what, we're states, we want this, and then a bunch of other states did the same thing. And then the Fed said, they told the state to ignore the law because it wasn't, you can't do that. The feds say you can't override a federal law. And so, but people were doing it. I'd do it. And most people owning cars, they go to a private shop, figure out what the problem is. Now this has been turned around and the feds have said, well, okay, you can do it. Who the hell, who are these people to tell you what you can do and you can't do with your own property? Right? I mean, think about it for a second, how outrageous this is. And I lay it at the feet of John Deere that has bought back most of its dealerships so that they can control them themselves. And the reason they said we couldn't do it originally, because the computers might be easy for criminals to steal data on computers and take control of cars remotely. Uh-huh. Oh, really? That's it? That's the best you got? I don't think so. 48 past the hour.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, 53 after now, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Time for food, farm, and family items of interest and import, culled and put together, edited by one Jay Kirshner. You can catch it at foodfarmfamily.com. And frankly, a lot of the information finds its way here on the Good Day program and to our American Family Farmer Show, which is heard around the country and around the world like this program is every weekend. A lot of the same stations carry it, so help yourself to that info at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This week on the American Family Farmer, by the way, we talked to folks from Farm Aid, which is taking place next month in Indiana, about what to expect and what's happening. This thing has been going on, what, 30 years, Jay, I think? Is it 34 years? I don't remember.
It's been going on for a long time. It is not slowing down.
No, it's, excuse me, kind of cool to see Willie still at it at 80. All right, let's talk about today being National Waffle Day. And I'm not talking about politicians who waffle on their promises. I'm talking about going to the Waffle House. Yay! One of my favorite places. Everybody laughs at me. Whenever I travel.
Their hash browns are good, so. Though.
Ah, everything in there is good. So anyway, bad for you, but good.
Worth it.
Right.
In moderation.
Right. Okay. So waffles started in France and Belgium. That's why there's a difference between the French waffle, the regular waffle, and the Belgian waffle that you get sometimes. You order and you wonder, what's a Belgian waffle? Well, it kind of looks different, right? It's heavier, bigger, isn't it? Isn't that what the difference is, Jay, more than anything else?
Oh, it's not the ingredients? I'm not a waffle. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think pretty much the same. The fact that it's, I love them, but I have to stay away from them unless they're made with different kinds of flour because of my allergy to gluten. But every once in a while, I don't care, and I'll have one anyway and smother it with all kinds of great New England maple syrup. So, anyway, the waffle and where it's from. The Belgian waffle didn't come here until the 1962 World's Fair in Seattle. And then the World's Fair 2 years later in New York, it was It was known as the Brussels waffle first. And it was kind of crispy. I think the best waffles, ones you don't overcook, but they're, I don't like wimpy waffles. I like them to have some starch. What about you, Jay? You like them?
I'm not a waffle.
You don't like them?
Yeah, I'm not really the dessert pastry breakfast kind of person. Yeah.
All right.
They are very popular.
Then, if you don't like them, I'm not talking about them anymore. Let's go on to the next item, which is back with a focus on Trader Joe's. And the question that's being asked not only here but everywhere, why are there so many recalls? Trader Joe has an email newsletter, and in it, if you get it, you may have noticed an increase in recall alerts. We talked about them here on the air. They've been all kinds of packaged products. They've been in trouble with them.
Well, I feel like more often than not, it's not only when we say, okay, there's a food recall, rather than, well, what food has been recalled? It's, okay, is it Trader Joe's? Like, it just seems like it's always going to be
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. They cannot catch a break. And it's always for different issues. It's not like it's some supply chain issue.
No, crackers.
And everything. Yeah, it's Listeria or other foodborne illnesses, or it is metal in the product, or rocks in the product, or allergy. What's the word I'm looking for? When they didn't specify that there's an allergy in it.
Well, there's a general recall of these things, and there have been a lot of grocery items that have had that. So they sent out an email, which was kind of silly, in that, well, we have recalls, but you're going to enjoy all the other stuff at our grocery store. Huh? That misses the point. And they kept stressing that none of the recalls have caused any illnesses or injuries. Still, bad PR, just bad management. And so you wonder, them addressing it the way they did underscores with me the bad management that's going on if you make up your mind. I think Trader Joe's has been over the years a great place to go. I like going, but I just don't think that this is not smart. Not the way they're handling this is not good at all. So I guess our job is to advise you. Be advised. Here's something else, and this is good. If you are getting a lot of if you're concerned about the water because you buy a lot of water filters, what do you know about them? Here's a new, this is a filter, a plant-based filter that gets rid of pretty much all of the microplastics. And this has been a big problem, looking for better ways to fight these particles of plastic. And I'm looking for a brand here. There's a review of these. And I think you got to look. You kind of have to go to just to, what you do is Google the best plant-based water filter. All right, that's what you do. That's my advice.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.